Mr. Spaulding? Yes, hi. This is Odell calling from Nation Safe Driver for your roadside assistance. I was giving you a call back. I'm a floor manager. I understand that you spoke with the Rosa earlier today.
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay, yeah. I was just giving you a call back because we had missed your call, and I understand you were trying to give her pretty much a good report on how she took the call today.
Yes, Rosa is a young lady I'm speaking of. When I say I had an issue with service,
yes.
Yesterday I was trying to get my car towed from, I'll say, about 2 o'clock all the way through to 6, because the auto body shop closed at that time. I took a call from your representative. The young lady, she's a Southern woman, really nice, but never gave me ET on when people were going to be there, never called me back. I kept calling. Tow truck never came. Inconvenience is something I pay for out of my pocket all day. My wife's birthday was yesterday. I couldn't get things done. I'm sitting here waiting on a tow to come. I couldn't get out to take my wife to where she wanted to go to enjoy herself. It was really, really out of the way. I want to say some nasty things, but it's not worth it. You know, my thing is all about, you hit a person in the pocket, I can go elsewhere. I can get AAA. I can get another insurance company. My thing is, I'm tired of trying to be the humble guy, trying to do the right thing and being pushed aside like it doesn't matter. What if I was not at my house and my car broke down, but out on the road, destitute, needing help and around trouble? I would have been dead probably. You know what I'm saying?
No, I understand.
So in that respect, Rosa, I talked with earlier, when I say took care of, respectfully taking care of my needs, talk with me, basically calm me down, basically kind of help me change my mind on keeping the service. You should commend this woman because she's very diligent in doing everything your company deserves of an individual who represents you guys. She's a godsend. And that's with all the respect I can say. The lady really put me in a good state of mind, took care of everything I had to do, waited on the phone with me, called, got an ETA, made sure I had everything down pat, and the tow company to call me to let me know, hey, Mr. Spaulding, I'll be there at such time. I can't say enough about how nice that young lady was to me. So I just want to let you guys know you got good people that work for you, and you have somebody just drop the ball.
Absolutely. And definitely, that's, yeah, definitely. We do appreciate that feedback. And she will be, you know. And
so basically. Actually,
yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry. No, go ahead.
No, I was just saying. Go ahead.
She walked me through everything, brother. She looked at the note that was left. I don't understand how it was just like, I was at a loss because it never happened. I've used you guys before, no problem, but all of a sudden I understand she can happen, but there was no excuse to be left out there in the dark like that. Because the only thing I can think of, I have to have somebody stay there to get my car from the house. I don't want to miss it, you know. No calling me back. I had to call a service again, and I called, an A8 number that it was written down that the young lady called me from. And they tell you when you call there, you're on hold. It's not a call you got to go through. You got to go through your service, your insurance provider to get the number to restart all over again. And that's not something I was trying to do. I did it, but still and all, got another representative who said, okay, Mrs. Spaulding, what's your name? Gave her all my contact information. And in that respect, I still was put on fucking hold. I still never got an ETA. It was always a two-hour something wait. And it was just a bit much to handle at that time. So I was very frustrated, but I didn't let that kill my night. Took my wife out for her birthday, and I still enjoyed myself. Because the place they closed, I waited from 1 or 2 in the afternoon all the way up to 6 trying to wait on a tow. So I was dissatisfied. But Rosa walked me through everything, heard my complaint. Wasn't chewing her out because it had nothing to do with her, but let her know what went on with me. She talked to me like she was family, brother. With respect.
Right.
Gave me a better understanding of what you guys can do when you're on the ball. So
gotcha.
There you have
it. Okay. All right.
So if there's anything you guys can do, I would definitely send her flowers, brother. If I can get her information, I appreciate it. I have no problem. I'm here in Chicago. I have no problem with sending that young lady flowers because she got my car where it needs to be. Wonderful tote premiere. That guy was awesome. I gave, you know, gave him mad respect. So, hey, I'm just thankful now. But it was all because of that young lady that I stuck with this roadside service you guys got. Seriously. Because I was going to cancel in a heartbeat.
Okay. All right. Well, I do totally apologize for the ordeal.
I'm sorry, brother. It had nothing to do with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
I understand that.
Right.
But the only thing I need you to do, big guy, I mean, it's cool. I understand you want to do your due diligence and say what you have to say for the company. And that's no need. I just want you to take care of Rosa. That's all I need you to do, bro. And have a great
absolutely.
Day. That's it. In that order,
all right.
Bro.
You do the same. Thank you. Have
all
a
right,
good day.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.